have some tea steeping currently, so I'm gonna have to go get that. But so Cole, where are you from?
I am from Arkansas, kind sir.
Arkansas, Bible Belt.
Bible Belt, yeah.
Bible Belt. How is that? How is that?
I mean, like, it's extremely racist, but, like, you know, it's a beautiful state, so I guess it's a good balance.
Yeah. Yeah. You say the same about California, to be honest. Oh, my God. It is a beautiful state. I like California, too.
Yeah.
I've never been to Arkansas, personally.
It's, honestly, it's, like, here, but, like, it's just on, like, this is, like, everything's bigger here. It's just, like, Arkansas on steroids.
I've lived here for too long, and I need to leave. I need to get out of here.
Where will you go?
North. We must go north.
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 Ride north.
Ride north. The winter's coming. We must avoid the winter. Even though it's winter constantly in the north. Why go north? I don't know. It's cold. It's fuck. I shall fetch the tea. Sit down my can. And get up.
I am way too drawn to do this.
You want honey in your tea?
I would like some, if you do not mind.
Okay. Ah. Okay. Okay, there is no way I'm going to teabag that. You want the passion fruit or just the breakfast tea?
It doesn't matter.
Pick.
Passion fruit.
There you go.
Nice. Lovely. Amazing. Brilliant.
Passion tea for you, kind sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, none of these cups are mine. We're constantly losing dishes in this household and obviously breaking them. But we still manage with what little silverware we have and a constant supply of plastic forks and paper plates. So, how's life been for you the last 20 or so years?
Goddamn, unbelievably terrible. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, that's to be expected in some ways. Explain to me, if you understand, the eras of your life. Like, I know everybody has eras in their lifetime.
Yeah.
Explain.
I mean, like, yes. I'm thinking.
Take your time.
I don't know. Like, it's in the phase of just, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm trying to, like, figure, like, a ton of shit out all at once, and I just need to, like, let it happen. And I don't know.
Agreed.
Trouble with that.
I understand that. Having trouble kind of figuring out your placement, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people, you know, some people, you know, I don't want to say some people, but just in general, people are expected to have shit figured out by the time they're 18 or just a few years older. And personally, I don't think that's how it works.
No.
At all. It takes a while to find yourself. You can't just shove yourself in a position and expect it to work. You have to do a lot of soul searching. You have to try a lot of different things to figure out what your own purpose is here, you know? Like what are some passions that really drove you to, you know, keep going and stuff like that? Like, I know you like rock climbing.
Yeah. Riding was a strong one.
Like motorcycles?
No, just like...
Oh, writing.
Yeah,
oh, yes. You've told me about this. You have a book, right?
Yeah.
Right. Is it published?
I mean, like, it's like on Amazon, but like, I just wanted
to, it's on Amazon.
Yeah, I just wanted to get like a copy of it, actually, just kind of, actually bound and everything. But
what's the book called?
So, The Metaphors of Alice Glass.
The Metaphors of Alice Glass.
Yeah.
I assume it has something to do with Alice Glass.
I don't know. Like, I like the metaphor that's kind of in her name.
Oh yeah.
It kind of weaves into the story a little bit.
Okay. Explain it.
Just the book,
if you can.
Just,
okay. Yes.
Like, I mean, like, it's kind of based off just, like, a lot of moments in my life. Just kind of, I don't know, the whole, like, point to it was just kind of reflecting on just these, like, few people, but in the book and kind of in the progression, they all act as one.
Hmm.
But, just kind of reflecting on certain, like, ends to things and kind of gaining closure from that or trying to.
Okay.
And, but yeah, just kind of very, just.
So would you say it's like metaphorical relatability between individuals and these various ends to these relatable situations? Is that what you're saying, or is it?
Yeah, just, I would say so.
Yes.
In a way, at least.
Okay.
Like, it's, I haven't talked about this in a while, so.
It's kind of like a unity theory, kind of similar experiences amongst the mass.
Yeah, at least in, like, the emotional
yes,
aspect of
but
it,
with very way. Unique outcomes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, that's very interesting. So you're very, like, you like to delve deep into the psyche. Is that kind of, like, where, what makes you tick a little bit, or?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not to sound like, I don't know, like, it's really cool just tampering with just emotion and feeling and kind of
mm-hmm.
just not necessarily like inventing an emotion. I mean, you can, but like just mixing them, just seeing kind of what vibes. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
So it's really cool.
There's so many emotions that people have that we only have a few words to explain.
Yeah.
A small range of emotions. We have lost so many words and so much language over the years and so many meanings and feelings even through those words that we don't know how to explain certain things. You know, we have happiness, we have sadness, depression, even a more psychologically damaging version of sadness in a way, very unique. We have euphoria, we have jealousy, envy, two very distinct things, anger, frustration, intimidation, irritation. It's, but where are these in-betweens? There is such a wide spectrum, and there's so many different in-betweens, especially with people, so many people who feel so differently, who have so many different emotions, maybe even unique to themselves. I feel
yeah.
It's a very interesting world that doesn't get really, I don't know, looked at too often in the public's eye.
No.
At all.
We don't look at it that often, too. It's, you know,
no.
Like, just... I mean, even if you are kind of exploring it,
yeah.
there's a ton of shit you miss. Like,
yeah.
But, yeah.
I feel like we're in an age of, we think we know what the hell we're doing, but really,
no.
we don't. No, we don't. We think we have everything to explain it, but we've lost the... Which has kind of put this idea in everyone's mind that we don't need philosophers and thinkers anymore because we have this materialistic idea, this science that we have it all figured out and we don't need this. We don't need this extra thought, but really it's what keeps us all sane. We need something to think about. We need something to question.
Yes.
It's I don't know. What's your take on that? Like,
I mean, I don't know if this really like ties in very well, but I mean, if you want to go like kind of the religious route, I mean, you don't have to be religious, but it does offer like a very unique perspective.
Exactly,
and, like,
exactly.
Even if you're taking aspects from it.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
Just...
I feel that's a very healthy manner to go about these things.
Yeah.
People want to, I mean, and I'm not shitting on it, obviously. Uniform religion is something of preference and is something that does work for a lot of people. However, I feel that sometimes if you do have your chosen religion, but if you look into other takes on these things and other perspectives, you can kind of put more towards not only yourself,
mm-hmm.
but others, and it brings a lot more knowledge and just a lot more pieces to the puzzle to collect.
Yeah.
And as a result, come to some kind of modest conclusion. Or simple conclusion. I mean, there's nothing simple about this, but something that resonates with you.
Exactly.
Because this whole entire thing, man, that we call life is one story, different songs. Man, I know I've said it before.
No, yeah.
But it's one hell of a mystery.
Yeah, that was. I like what you said about like just one story, different songs. Like,
yeah.
It's weird because like it's kind of like my mom's philosophy.
Yeah, to be honest, I got it from an interesting Instagram image
yeah.
like 4 years ago.
Nice.
But or no,
yeah.
no 2 years ago maybe. But it kind of resonated with me, and that's also taking in the thing of learning these different things and sharing it with others.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that. as long as you're not passing it off as your own or something like that. Like, I created this, you know. No, of course, give credit to other people, because other people are what helped make these ideas. We didn't string this up out of nowhere. Something caused this explosion of, sorry about that, neurons in your mind to create this idea. Something made this chain reaction happen. You can't just ignore that fact. And you should also learn to be comfortable to sit in silence.
I talk to myself way too much.
No, it's okay. I get that. Sometimes I'm in the elevator at work and I'm just like, okay, Hunter, you're okay. Everything will be fine. Just a little stress. And nothing that'll kill you, although stress is known to cause a lot of negative, consequences. You know, just don't stress too much about that fact. You'll be fine.
I like, it's back, like, on when you were talking about just kind of exploring different religions, but, like, kind of putting the pieces together for yourself. But, I don't know, like, it was strange, because, like, growing up in, like, the Bible Belt, like, I got really lucky, actually, because, like, I was sort of raised Christian, but, like...
But you weren't completely reamed with it?
No, like, exactly, but, like, it... I don't know, like, my mom's kind of philosophy was just, like, you know, this is kind of, like, this is what we believe, but we're kind of open to anything. So I got really lucky with that, because, like, you know, like, getting into high school, just, and learning about Buddhism, and just, like, really being attracted to that, just the philosophy and just kind of really the atmosphere of it all.
It all comes back to nature. And
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. I see where you're going with that.
Similar. It's just a similar pattern.
Yeah, man. It all comes back to that one love, that one energy, you know, the one that we can't neglect. And if we do, we all die. cough. What's happening now? But, you know, what can we do? I'm a bit of a positive nihilist when it comes to this, because it's like, we're so far off track, I don't feel it can be reversed. Do what you can to, keep that positive flow going between yourself and others, but you can't control the mindset of other people, and you can't just shift the direction on your own. You can try to make a movement, you can try to do this and that, but honestly, we were going this path, and then we just branched off so far that I think the only option is to crash and start over. And I wouldn't say that in a physical sense.
Just
I might be going on a tangent here.
You're good. I mean,
I might have to put the can on it soon.
No, you're good. like a dramatic example.
Well, yes, exactly.
Exactly.
And by crash, I mean, like, we see all of these very wealthy people, and they get the most health they can out of it. They do. They have this money to spend, and you see medical bills in the United States, and they're outrageous. And the only people who can really afford these are the people with the great insurance plans and the great jobs and all the great money and all that. And they can afford these expensive surgeries and all that to keep themselves alive. And in some cases, experimental surgeries to extend their life periods. People have been talking about this in science. It goes down to the chromosome. There's a cap on the chromosome, and it wears down with age. And that is supposedly supposed to be related with your death. And they're trying to somehow elongate the erosion process of this cap on your chromosome.
Yeah.
And it's a very it's obviously still in experimental stages. It's along there with a CRISPR, even though CRISPR's been a bit more researched, I feel, for a bit of a longer period. But what I'm trying to say is the wealth have all these access to elongating their lifespans and all that, while the rest of us people who struggle to even get money, we struggle with health, we struggle with all this, and we just die off. So it's almost like, who's the lucky ones? The people who continue to live long but also suffer in this shitty world that they've created for themselves, or the people that die and move on to God knows what? I feel continuing the story and turning the chapter is a lot better than just living this normal, boring, mediocre life your entire time. And for longer than whatever was your natural expected date of death.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, it's just, I don't know. I'd rather just kind of live, like, 20 or so years than just, like,
yes.
just be in my fucking 90s suffering and be like, well, you know, five more.
Yeah, exactly. I would want to come to terms with this.
Yeah.
And because I don't want to stay here forever. I love this life. It's so beautiful. There's so many different diverse things that keep us going and that keep us happy. And there's so many different people and unique beings that we get to meet and so many different unique experiences. It's such an amazing time. But also, I don't want to stay here forever. I want to see what's next.
Yeah.
Don't you? It's like reading a book and being on a fucking cliffhanger. You want to see what's next. Don't end it early. God knows. No, don't end it early. Just last with the ride.
Yes.
However long it lasts. And don't try to change that. Because it's there for a reason. For you to learn. For you to continue on.
I got a question for you.
What?
Like, you ever, like, I don't know. You ever, like, a moment where, like, it's, like, in, like, a metaphorical sense, like, you died. But it just, like, gave you perspective to, like, I don't know. Like, you don't really fear that anymore.
Of course. Dead.
And, like, it's just, it allows you to be fully immersed.
Of course. Just,
it, you kind of gain perspective on yourself, maybe.
Like, yes. I feel like it didn't happen all at once, because it never happens all at once, in my opinion, from my experience. It's a collective. So you learn something and you're like, that really adds on to this perspective that I'm building.
Yeah.
And you learn another thing and it's like, well, maybe this isn't something I should be afraid of. And it continues on like that. And your fears lessen and lessen. And this is considered ego death in a way. The death of your ego, that you've already died. You're still there. You're as lively as ever. And in my opinion, once you have that, you are ready to actually die. But don't shorten it, of course, like I said before. Mm. But you are now not afraid of what is to come.
Yeah.
You're not. You are, and you understand. Maybe you don't understand completely, but you understand that there's no point in trying to change what's going on. There is, you know, do your best to conserve nature, to conserve others, to help each other, but also don't try and interfere with nature's path. And I lost my train of thought.
No. That was good.
Yes. Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Catch you next time. Peace.